So now we're going to talk about faith. So what does the Bible talk about when it comes to faith? It says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that the substance of H2O is water. It's H2, two hydrogen atoms or molecules, and one oxygen. So the substance of two hydrogen atoms or two hydrogen molecules and one oxygen molecule is water. So the substance is water. And if you take away one oxygen molecule from the two hydrogen, you don't get water. You get just the hydrogen. That's all. So you need to put the hydrogen, two hydrogen molecules with one oxygen molecule, and that the substance of that combination creates water. So the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So hope is what causes faith. Hope causes the substance of faith. So if you want faith to form, you need hope. If you don't have hope, there's going to be no faith. If you take an oxygen molecule from the H2O equation, from water, water doesn't exist anymore. It just doesn't exist. It becomes a gas, or what you see, and that two hydrogen molecules. But if you add oxygen to it, one oxygen molecule, it becomes water. So if you add hope to a life, faith forms. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what does that mean? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So how does this function work? Well, you know, you build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So how do you get faith? You pray in the Holy Spirit, because you build yourself up on your most, your best, your most functional faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. You build yourself up on your most holy faith praying in the Holy Spirit. So this faith comes from hope. You pray and the Lord gives you something inside of you called hope. He gives you a picture, a vision. When you're on the ocean and all of a sudden you see land, hope forms. You say, I can see land. And you get your paddle out and you start paddling. Why? Because faith has started to form. So you see the land, that creates hope, and you operate in faith by getting your paddle out. Nobody would see the land when they're in a boat marooned out in the ocean, and they see the land and they just look at it and they just forget about it. They do something. They get their paddle out, or they set their sail, or whatever they do to get them to that land. So seeing the land is hope, and the functionality is faith. The doing thing is faith. Faith forms because they see the land. So how does it work? How does it equate into godliness? Simple. If you pray in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit, a picture of what God wants you to do, a picture of what God wants you to be, a picture of the position God wants you to operate in, starts to form. And as you pray and continue to pray, that vision gets clearer and clearer. It comes into focus and becomes a clear vision. And then you operate in faith. Faith starts to form. You start to believe in that. You start to operate in that. You start to move in that to that position because God has given you up the track something to hope for, something to believe in. So when you pray in tongues, God gives you a vision, a revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus. He takes away the false image that has been given to you by false doctrine, people's half-baked teachings about God, the world, and its political state, humanity. He takes away all of those false positions of thought, and he gives you truth. He gives you a true compass heading. He gives you a true vision of what is real. And you start to operate in faith. The substance starts to form, and you walk in that. You start operating in that. That's how it works. So if you get a person who's faithless, who has no vision, who is marooned on the ocean, who has no compass bearing whatsoever, and you give them a picture of land, you give them a vision by them praying in the Holy Spirit of who God wants them to be and how he wants to rescue them step by step by step. So you're out in the ocean, you see the land, you go to the land and you get provisions. And from those provisions, you set sail to a bigger place that has everything in it, like maybe civilization. So you step through your walk. You see that if you pray in tongues, that you will get yourself out the ditch. So you start praying in tongues. That's the faith. And the Holy Spirit creates the faith. It's a circular thing. You pray in tongues. God gives you a revelation of how to get out the ditch. You continue to pray, and the prayers get you out the ditch. Then you pray, and you see an even greater step. And as you pray, the Holy Spirit and your prayers get you out the ditch. And then as you see an even greater expectation of your life, a greater vision of your life, you see a greater hope, you start praying, and the prayers operate in faith and get you out that ditch until you reach your destination or your objective for that particular thing. Then you have a rest with God. You enter into a place where you have fellowship with God, and then he sets you on a course for the next journey, and he gives you a revelation of what he wants you to do. He gives you vision of what he wants you to operate in. And you start praying in tongues because praying in tongues created that. And as you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit gathers enough momentum, and then faith is released, and then all of that stuff breaks open and you're there. And it just continues to go further and further and further. And you keep yourself in the love of God. You keep yourself in his perfect will. Because your agenda is no longer paddling the wrong way or setting the sail for the wrong place. But you're going towards that thing in the distance, which is hope. Because it's been created by your prayers. You pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit is building yourself up on your most holy faith. And he creates hope. And then you keep praying. And then it manifests in your life. So, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you have nothing. You have no vision, no nothing. You have no compass point. You have no island No land, no nothing. You're bobbing around on the ocean. So what do? Well, you start the ball rolling. You pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit creates hope, and then faith starts to form, and it becomes the evidence of things not seen. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now that's one way that faith operates. There's another way. By hearing the word of God, faith comes. You have a measure of faith given to you when you're born again. Some measures are bigger than others, depending on who you are and what God wants to do with you. And you can increase that measure by praying in the Holy Spirit. You can read the Bible, and if you pray in the Holy Spirit will open up the words to you. You will get faith will start to form in the Word of God, and that's where faith comes. So there's many different forms of faith, but your most holy faith, your best quality operation of faith comes with praying in tongues. Building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God. So you're building yourself up. You're making yourself stronger. What in? In faith. Why? Because the Holy Spirit created a vision inside you and gave you hope. And you kept praying, and you kept praying, and the faith gets stronger, the hope gets bigger, the greater hope, the more faith. You just keep going forward. And as you're moving forward, you're in the love of God. For the love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Spirit over our hearts. When it says it is shed abroad, it means poured out liberally, a lot. Not a tiny drop, but a lot. When you get a bucket and you upend it, all of the water comes out. That's what it means. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad over our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink or natural things, but it's in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit, which is the agency. He's the agency to bring these things. He brings hope, then he brings faith. He brings the love of God. So by praying in tongues, you bring yourself into hope, then faith forms, and you also step into the love of God. How can you lose with that? If you're a faithless person, if you have no direction, if you've got no faith in anything except God, and maybe it's dwindling and you're running out of juice, you're running out of capacity to stand, you are worn out. You have had your hope dashed. You are running out of faith. You're at the end of your rope. Whatever you want to call it, you can start praying in tongues and start the ball rolling. If you're in a ship and the ship goes down at night time, you're the only person in the life raft. You haven't got a clue where you are, because you're not into navigation, you're not interested in the shipping lanes or nothing. You know nothing about nothing. You're stuck in a raft, bobbing around in the ocean, zillions of miles from everywhere, and you don't know nothing. Well, if you start praying in the Holy Spirit will show you which way to go, and he will show you land. He will show you something to head for, to set a compass for, and you will use your faith to do what it takes to get there. And that is a circular thing. You pray in the Holy Spirit, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You get stronger and stronger with more capability, more resources come to you. It just never ends. And you get out the ditch, because you started praying in tongues. Because the Holy Spirit gave you hope. Now, if you pray in tongues and you don't feel any hope, keep praying. And if you don't feel any hope, keep praying. And eventually, hope will form. A little bit, then bigger, and it'll make you more excited, and then you'll start praying more and more, and it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the things hoped for become evident in your life. You see it by praying in the Holy Spirit. It's that easy. How can you miss? This is such an easy instruction. I say to people over and over again, just sit down on your lounge, make yourself a nice cup of tea, and just start praying in tongues and see what God can do in your life, how he will get you out the ditch. You know, some people are in a big empty ocean. Some people only 100 miles from land. Some people only a quarter of a mile from land, whatever. Some people don't need too much prayer to get into that place of safety, of rescue. Some people are so lost, so bewildered, so confused. Well, they have to pray a little more. You just listen to the wrong people. If you let the Holy Spirit minister to you truth, then you will eventually hit landfall. You'll eventually hit civilization. And you will have life more abundantly. Jesus said, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. You won't just have life. You'll have life more abundantly. It will be overflowing with blessing, with grace, with God. He wants to bless your socks off. He wants to pour his love out on you. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is full of functionality and victory and resources. It's full of all the good stuff. If you'll only just pray, that's all you have to do. Pray in tongues. Let the Holy Spirit rescue you through the mechanism that he's been given to do. It's his job to rescue you. It's not that hard. But you know, the enemy doesn't want you praying. He wants to discourage you. He wants to tell you all sorts of lies that, you know, praying in tongues isn't going to do anything for you. You're too far gone. You've blown it. Don't worry. You're never going to get back to God in the way that you want to. He's just telling you lies. He wants to stop you from praying in the Holy Spirit. And if he can stop you from praying in the Holy Spirit, then hope will never form and you'll never operate in faith. And you'll be a faithless person with no hope. That's useless. Don't listen to him. Listen to the word of God. And be victorious. We'll leave it there.